A hardy wild herb that grows well in the Arctic could become the next big cash crop for Alaska. Farmers are learning more about Rhodiola rosea at the Alaska Growers Produce Conference in Palmer this week. The high-value medicinal plant is used to make a supplement aimed at reducing stress and increasing productivity. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Dr. Petra Illig doesn't have a background in horticulture or agriculture. She doesn't even claim to have a green thumb, but her front yard is now covered in Rhodiola rosea.
My neighbors are, you know, hoping this is all legal, and I keep assuring them it is.
Illig is a physician in Anchorage, but she doesn't dabble in natural medicine. She first got interested in the plant after reading about it in a science magazine. She says the plant is used for stress management, to relieve depression, and to help cosmonauts increase their performance.
And I thought, wow, here is an Arctic plant that has a potential high world market, why don't we try to grow this?
Over the last 2 years, Illig has grown over 90,000 seedlings. Illig says most Rhodiola rosea currently on the market comes from wild plants in Siberia, but she says demand for the plant is far outstripping that limited supply. Farmers in Alberta, Canada, have started growing Rhodiola rosea, and Illig wants Alaskans to be the next in line.
It's phenomenal because people are looking for things to grow here that actually make money. And this is something that can be done on a small scale, a backyard farmer, all the way to a large acreage farmer. And my fantasy is even in villages. I mean, you know where this would be a beautiful place to grow? It's Nome and Kotzebue.
Illig is already helping several farmers around the state get started. Farmers in Bethel, Trapper Creek, Delta Junction, and the Matsu Valley are growing it. But Rhodiola rosea does require a significant time investment. It takes about 5 years to become mature enough to harvest. Still, the organizer of this year's Produce Growers Conference thinks it has great potential. Steve Brown says he hears a lot of far-fetched ideas for crops in Alaska. And when Illig first approached him, he was sure that's exactly what he was in for.
And I kind of rolled my eyes like, oh, you know, another miracle plant. But then as I read it, I realized she had really done her research and had, you know, research information from other countries to back this up. So I thought, boy, this really deserves a second look, and indeed it did.
Brown has worked as a university cooperative extension agent for 2 decades, and he says he's never seen farmers more excited about a new potential crop. Illig founded a nonprofit farmers co-op called Alaska Rhodiola Products to help get them started. She expects the first significant harvest in the state in 4 to 5 years, and by that time, Illig wants to have a processing plant up and running in Alaska.
Because it doesn't make sense to send tons and tons and tons of roots to the lower 48 to be processed. They'll get, you know, the quality of the product will be rapidly diminished if it has to be transported a long way.
That extract could be sold to companies that make rhodiola pills and teas. But Illig's dream is to eventually have an Alaskan-made product line to sell to rhodiola enthusiasts around the world. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.